5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified on That Time of Night. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night, and it's time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified. Welcome to the show. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline Chung.
Very excited tonight. Our guest in the studio is April Macy. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come here and talk to us.
Oh, thanks. I was napping before this, so I was very busy.
Is this your first time in Malaysia?
I was in Singapore a few years ago doing a military tour, and I crossed a little bridge, and I got a stamp, and I went shopping, and then I returned.
So you're like, I have actually been to Malaysia.
I sort of have, but not really.
Right. I think that was Johor.
It'd be Johor, yeah.
I believe that's what that was.
How long are you here for this time?
I'm leaving. When am I leaving? Sunday. I got in yesterday, and I'm two shows, Friday, Saturday, and then leaving Sunday back to Singapore and then home.
You've been traveling a lot. How do you cope with the jet lag and all?
I have no other life skills, so this is all I can really do is tell jokes and make a living, so I'm forced to keep hurling my body from city to city on planes.
I mean, from what I understand, you've had a really busy year. I mean, you tour a lot, you do a lot of shows. You know,
too many.
Do you think you do too many?
I don't know how to say no. Like, if my agent calls and I feel like I need the work. So last year I was on the road 44 weekends, which seems like an aggressive number of weekends.
Yeah.
To not be sleeping in your own sheets.
But then again, you're sleeping in hotels, right?
No, it does. It does. And I do like hotels. I love hotel robes. I feel very fancy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So 60 countries so far.
60, yeah.
50 states, 6 continents and counting. Where are you going to go next? Have you got plans? I mean, you travel pretty much for a living as it is, right? You know, you're touring all of these places. Where do you go for a holiday to just kind of get out of it?
Do you even have holidays?
No, I do. Like, before I came to do shows, I was in Bali, and then I did some little island off the coast of Phuket. And I love traveling. Like, I just want to, like, I feel like life is short. You have this limited space, this limited time here, so you might as well, like, take in as much as your eyeballs will allow.
And I'm imagining that right now you probably want to get as far away from the U.S. as possible right now.
Oh, it's so creepy. We're so embarrassing. we must look like wild fools to everybody on a global stage. Like, we look like idiots, right?
My Facebook feed was just going crazy, and I'm like, you know, what the heck is happening? We couldn't believe it was real life, genuinely.
No, I still can't fully process it. It's like the star of The Apprentice is our president.
Right.
We have a man who gets spray tans as our president. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen, though? I mean, how are people debating about it back home? Are you stuck with this guy for the next 4 years? Is there anything you can do about it?
I mean, I'm hoping. You hope that there's the recount in those 3 states and that there was some... I'm praying for hacking. I'm praying for some sort of Russian DNC hack where all of a sudden Hillary's our next... president.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a short break, a nice little warm-up there. We'll be right back and have a proper interview in a couple of minutes. Just a quick reminder, we have a giveaway this evening. What are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, because it's Comedy Monday, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Crack House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now, the question is, one of the participants who competed with April Macy in Last Comic Standing 2006 is also known as Fluffy. Now, who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what it is. To win.
You are listening to That Time of Night, and it is time to stay relevant with the INTI MBA Learning Simplified. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline Jones.
It's time to level up and stay relevant with Inti MBA, Learning Simplified. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. In our studio this evening is April Macy. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
So, April Macy, we were just discussing earlier on our intern, Henry, is an aspiring stand-up comedian. He's been doing it around 9 months, right? We've just kind of discussed that. How did you first get into it, and what kind of, why did you decide to do it?
Well, one, I have no life skills, and I come from just a pile of dysfunction. Like, there's no reason to do this as a woman, to keep hurling your body, unless your parents didn't hug you enough. So, no, I do. My mom drinks every night and paints pictures of her and Michael Bolton in various tender embraces, and my dad is so cheap, he takes penicillin for fish when he has a cold. No, I'm serious. My dad buys all of his medicine at Petco and claims it's the same thing.
That's something I've learned today. When I'm on a budget, that's something I've
learned. You know what's called?
It's called fish mox. Uh-huh. And when I'm home in the winter, he'll be like, April, like, God forbid you have a sniffle. He's like, just take the fish mox. I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. There is a fish on that bottle. That is a pellet you drop into a tank where a fish has a messed up gill and keeps like slamming its face into the castle. It's not what you give to a human.
I mean, what were you like as a kid then?
Lonely. Mm. Now, what was I like? I was weird. My family was weird, so I was sort of isolated, and I was just like a weird kid. Mm. Like, I used to wear my mom's business suits in fifth grade, and I thought I was real sassy and didn't understand why I didn't have any friends when I was carrying a briefcase.
I know you took up a lot of jobs, like Hooters waitress. You were a clown assistant.
I was essentially a carny at around age 15. I worked for this super creepy clown who ended up perving on me when I when I turned 18. He was like, "Ding, she's cooked."
What?
Oh,
and then
no.
yes, and then. He did. He called me the one day and he's like, "Hey, April, it's Neil Fainal, Balloon's a Clown. Your dad gave me your number."
And I was
like, "Your dad?"
My dad. I had moved to California. He's like, "I'm coming to California. I was hoping you'd show me around." And I was like,
"Your dad gave you a
number?"
That's
what I asked my dad. I was like, "Dad," he was like, "you worked for that guy." I'm like, "I know, Dad. I worked for him when I was 15.
Wow. Were your dad overdosing on penicillin at the time?
I think my dad was just sort of naive and didn't realize that the clown was perving on me.
Right.
So what did you do then?
I did not show him around. Mm-hmm. I just avoided that clown's phone calls.
But I want to know what kind of job, like, you know, what's a clown's assistant? What do you do?
I went to like various children's parties and I operated moon bounces and I did face painting and like I stole a lot of drink. Like, you get those tickets.
I do the same. Absolutely.
I was a kid, so I was like, free funnel cake. This is awesome. So I just take the tickets and I would just gobble my way through carnivals.
Right.
Because I had a solid metabolism then.
That's
so I could eat
right
anything.
Moving away from, you know,
clowns
please. Was it difficult when you first started to do this as a career? You know,
did
you have
difficulties? It's still difficult. I think I used to weep. Like, I've definitely cut down on my weepings as I started. Of course, it's tough. I think any profession where they say that, you know, women aren't funny and you have to fight that kind of stereotype and it's a constant uphill battle and you're away from your home and now I travel with a dog, which makes it more pleasant. Mm. I can't really complain because I work like an hour, 2 hours a night and I realize that some people go off to like coal mines and I'm not gonna complain. And they give me booze at work.
Right.
So it's not so bad.
Right.
It's not so bad.
But in terms of prep and stuff like that, I mean, you speak to many different comedians. Mm-hmm. They'll sit down and they'll plan out their entire set.
I used to do that.
Are you one of those?
No. I mean, I was. I used to write my set list down in my hand, and then you'd sort of navigate your way through each one of your jokes. But I think after years, I probably have 3 hours of material total, and then you just sort of extract from that.
Right.
Most of the time it works now.
Because, you know, having just met you for a few minutes, you're the kind of person that I would sit in a bar or a coffee shop or whatever.
And talk for hours,
and I would just love to just sit and just talk because you're that kind of person.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at conversations and stuff. I like talking.
Right. But I mean, I was watching one of your videos yesterday where you were introduced, of course, by Snoop Dogg. Which, first of all, I'm like, ooh, that's got to feel good.
It was fantastic. He called me Strawberry Shortcake. Right. I've never felt cooler my whole life. For a girl who used to eat tater tots by herself in the bathroom at lunch, I sure did feel fancy.
But you were talking about, an aspect of the male anatomy.
Okay.
And it's sticking to the side of your leg.
Yeah. Classy stuff.
And as a man living in the tropics, you know,
oh, you see,
I can absolutely entirely relate to that problem.
Oh, yeah, a little pant shake.
Absolutely. You know, I'm walking around, I have to kind of jiggle everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, there's no way of doing it classily, you know.
Oh, no.
Mini pear?
Man stuff is really, it's not the...
No.
It looks like this homemade cheese my grandma would make at Christmas.
Yeah.
It would. She would make this cheese in this weird cloth, and that's what your junk reminds me of. Mm-hmm. My grandma's Christmas cheese.
That's going to be such a romantic line, that, darling, let me just tell you about this thing.
Right?
Oh. Well, I mean, what is it about, the kind of humor that you do? I mean, why do you think you decided to go down that route rather than anything else?
I think especially in America, I think we're very puritanical when it comes to sexuality. And I think I live in a country where violence is accepted, but somehow sex is demonized and
right.
taught that we're taught that it's dirty. But I guess I just don't understand how something could be dirty when it's the one thing in the room everybody does.
Right. Mm.
So to attach shame to it, I think especially as a woman, it's the reason a lot of us don't have decent self-esteem. I think if you're taught to squelch a huge part of who you are and why you're here, that's kind of why I talk about.
Right. So in terms of the other women comics over in the U.S. and, mm-hmm. and elsewhere, who do you look up to and who do you kind of admire for their stuff?
I mean, I think there's so many. Like, I really... Who do I love now? I love Wanda Sykes. I love Ellen. I love Tig. I love Jackie Cation. Who else do I love right now? I don't know. I think there's so many funny
there's
ladies.
Many, yeah.
There's so many good ladies.
Mm.
I like stand-up in general. Like,
right.
I never understand those people that are very dismissive of somebody. Like, a lot of people will, you know, be mean to people like Larry the Cable Guy or Dane Cook. I'm like, but they brought laughter
right.
to millions of human beings.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so maybe they weren't afforded an Ivy League education. But everybody is entitled to find whatever they find funny. Mm. So I'm not dismissive. I just like comedy.
I mean, do you get a kick out of seeing people laugh as well?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better. Because I feel like I had a pretty hard childhood. Like, I just dealt with a lot of sadness and tragedy growing up. And I think the only time there was sort of laughter in my house was if I was providing it. So you realize that people are poor and people have dealt with death or people have whatever issues they're dealing with. And if you can sort of let that go for an hour and a half
right.
and forget that there's sadness in the world and that Donald Trump's our president, then I feel like I've done my job.
But it feels like America right now is writing its own comedy script almost.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
Mm.
How's
All right.
it been, though, actually?
Yeah, has it been since?
How's it been since Trump became the president?
I feel like the people he's appointing are scary. I think there's some rise in some hate crimes, and I think it just sort of points out that we don't really like ladies.
Right,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Why... Just the words that they used for Hillary were so
right.
offensive.
Yeah, I mean,
you're like, you can't say that you're not sexist when you're using a B word or a C word for a woman.
Right. I mean, we were seriously watching it, and you're just like, this can't be real. You know,
no.
It's almost like you have to pinch yourself. But anyway, we could talk about that forever. Right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, of course. Skipping news from page two, as usual. We're going to move on to more conversation. Now it is time to announce that we have a giveaway. What are we doing?
That's right. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Cry House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now the question is, one of the participants who competed with April Macy in Last Comic Standing 2006 is also known as Fluffy.
And he
Who
always
is he?
Fell asleep, by the way. He was always falling asleep on the bus.
Send us your name, IC number, and tell us where you deserve to win to 016-201-9000.
Level up and stay relevant with INTI MBA Learning Simplified. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Our guest this evening is April Macy. Say hello.
Hello.
It's time to level up and stay relevant with INTI MBA Learning Simplified. Right, that out of the way. April, when was your, what would you consider to be your big break?
I would say Last Comic Standing was the first time I was on television, and it was national TV, NBC. It was a big deal for me. And I got the Montreal Comedy Festival pretty early. I was a new face after 2.5 years. But I probably didn't deserve Last Comic Standing when I got it. I just cried in all my interviews, and they were like, that's great, TV.
She's a liar.
I did. I was like, my parents don't like me, but these people do, and that's okay. And I think my fake eyelashes were like falling off in my interview, so I look like a lunatic.
Makeup smudging
it
off.
Yeah, I look like a real cuckoo bird.
Was it a real massive kind of change after that point then?
I was making a living, but it was a modest living. Like, I started headlining before I had enough material to headline.
Right.
So you just learn to stretch, which I think is probably the best way to learn, is just to
You travel to so many countries. Do you reuse your materials every week or all the time?
I probably have accumulated 3 hours of material. Like every New Year's Day, I go through old notebooks. I'm like, oh, that used to be a great joke, because there's always stuff you forget about.
I
reuse a lot of stuff. I've been using this closer mostly because I have about 5,000 t-shirts in my garage I have to sell before I can get rid of it.
And Howard Stern got involved at one point as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I did a contest. It makes me feel so douchey.
Does it?
Hottest, funniest chick in America.
America. Right. I mean, I read that and I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how did you feel when that was the kind of...
I'm empty on the inside, so I felt great. It's my self-esteem. It's all I needed. No, I felt great because I have a picture of Howard Stern laughing at me with this like open mouth, hearty guffaw.
Right.
And I was like, oh, has reached icon status, which there are a lot of famous people, and there's a lot of people on TV you don't know their names, I feel like to attain that level of success means you're a genius, and so I respect him. So for him to laugh at me was
very satisfying. Right.
And I've been on a few times for just regular interviews. And
how is he as a person?
Quiet and sheepish, and like very lovely, warm, gracious staff. Like nothing like you would expect.
Yeah.
And I think because the first time after Last Comic, I passed because they wanted to spank me. They're like, well, he'll have you on, but he wants to spank you while you tell your jokes. And I was like, yeah, that's all right. I don't need to be spanked. I'll wait. And so I think because I waited and I said no, they kind of know where your boundaries are.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything creepy.
Okay, so moving slightly a little onto the side. AVN. And
yes,
hosting
yes.
I mean, I've got to talk about this.
Okay.
You know, and because it's an entirely different world, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, right? And give me some insights into the inside of this.
I will say they have a comic hosted every year.
Yeah.
It's the Adult Video Awards.
Yeah.
And it's like Dave Attell did it, Jim Norton, like some Lisa Lampanelli, some very established comics did it. So I've never actually been in porn. I just like to point that out. And they don't make porn about women who wear Spanx. So I don't think there's a chance for me. It was weird because they give you, like, there's like 100 and so many categories. And then they're like, here's all the screeners in case you want to watch them.
What?
And each category has like 8 to 12 nominees.
Uh-huh. Right?
So I have this unstable amount of porn at home, which I've given to my weird neighbor.
Not the clown.
He's back in Pennsylvania. I live in Los Angeles. It's strange because you're forced to humanize them, and you're like, oh, I just saw you do the creepiest thing,
right?
But you have a daughter that you fed Cheerios to this morning. Like, it's just an odd. You feel a little sad for them because I feel like a lot of their prefrontal cortexes aren't formed yet, so they don't know they're making bad decisions with their lives. So.
But there's so much money involved in it, right?
Not really.
Really?
Like, you would be surprised.
But it seems so glamorous.
Does it really seem glamorous when you get your tiara? Well, that was what was fun to write were those jokes.
Right.
Like, these next two women have award-winning b-holes. Mine never even won an honorable mention. So the jokes were actually, like, I enjoyed writing them.
I'd imagine so. It's like your perfect audience almost.
Yeah,
and
you
can just go wild.
It was super fun. And then I tried to write jokes for some of the girls that I was presenting with. And then you go, oh, their comedic timing isn't that good. I'm going to take that joke back.
Right.
So you'd have to, it was odd.
Okay.
And this is the best part, is there, it was like an audience of maybe 5,000 or 6,000 people. It was shot at the Pearl Theater for Showtime. And if they don't win, they leave.
Huh?
Halfway through, the audience is empty. So they have to do cutaway shots to the beginning. Like, they have to get all their establishing shots of the audience early.
Wow.
and then you're just performing to almost nobody because they've gone off to do drugs and,
weird.
Wild parties.
Wow.
Yeah, very
That's
strange.
Weird,
yeah.
Okay.
Very strange.
So from strange, what do you think, just before we move on to the quiz, what's your favorite gig that you've done so far?
I would say Iraq.
Really?
Yeah, I got to sleep in Saddam Hussein's palace, nice. Which looks like it was decorated by Carmela Soprano. So mob wives and dictators have very similar taste in decor.
Uh-huh.
No, I would say those because I actually felt like I was doing something. Like, I felt like this, it was tangible. Like, I'm doing something really right. good with my life right now and how appreciative you're breaking up the monotony of their day.
Mm.
I would say those military tours have always been really fun.
Right.
And I like international gigs because it sort of breaks up me having to go to Peoria, Illinois, and other rancid U.S. cities. Sorry, Peoria.
It's all right.
I'll be at the jukebox in April.
I'm sure they've heard it before anyway. Yeah. Right, okay, we're going to move on to Smarty Pants now.
Oh, no. This is why I show how dumb I am.
This is the funnest part.
You're going to love this. Anyway.
Oh, no. I'm going to try and cheat.
Shh, shh. Right. We might help you out a little bit. Are you ready to give your future a kick in the pants? Like, really ready? Well, Smarty Pants is brought to you by Inti MBA Learning Simplified.
Smarty Pants.
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 It's meant to be super annoying. It's meant to put you off and throw you off a little bit, right?
And it did.
Good.
So if I'm dumb, that's why.
Here we go. 3 minutes, 30 questions. Answer as many as you can, right?
All right.
Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Okay, here we go. What is the what is the surname of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the US television series? Is it Summers or Johnson?
Summers.
British comedian Michael Joseph Pennington is better known by what name? Johnny Vegas or Johnny Storm?
Johnny Storm.
It's Johnny Vegas.
I don't know him.
Which is the fourth planet from the sun, Earth or Mars?
Mars.
The fictional character Disco Stew appears in which U.S. cartoon TV series, The Simpsons or Futurama?
Disco Simpsons.
Correct. Thermodynamics is the study of what? Energy or heat?
Heat.
An octadecagon has how many sides? 8 or 18?
18.
Which unsuccessful Apollo program was launched in April 1970? 13 or Apollo 1?
Wait, what? Repeat.
Which unsuccessful Apollo program was launched in April 1970? Apollo 13 or Apollo 1?
Apollo 13.
Correct. Who is the voice of Princess Fiona in the Shrek series of films? Cameron Diaz or...
Cameron Diaz.
Correct. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility? The Moon or Egypt?
What?
The Wait. Sea of Tranquility.
The
moon. Yes, correct.
All right.
What type of car did Burt Reynolds drive in the 1977 film Smokey and the Bandit? A Mustang or a Pontiac Firebird?
Firebird.
Of course. Which actress has won the most Oscars, Katharine Hepburn or Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
It's Katharine Hepburn.
Oh! All right.
I think Meryl's won one. Who does a pediatric doctor specialize in treating, children or other doctors?
Pediatrics?
Yeah.
Children.
Correct. What color jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France? Yellow or green?
Yellow.
What are the three primary colors in art? Red, green, and blue, or red, yellow, and blue?
Red, yellow, and blue.
Correct. What is a Lafitte Rothschild? A soup or a wine?
Wine.
What is the official language of Austria? German or French?
German.
Adolf Adi Dassler, two linked questions you might see,
okay.
Was the founder of which sportswear and equipment company, Puma or Adidas?
Adidas.
Correct. In which 1974 and 2003 film does the character Leatherface appear? Friday the 13th or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Texas.
The Royal Shakespeare Company is based in which British town, Stratford or Oxford?
Stratford.
Stratford, correct.
Okay.
In comedy, what does sitcom stand for? Situational comedy or systematic inventive thinking comedy?
Situational comedy.
Which reptiles camouflage themselves by changing color?
Chameleon.
Correct. Linophobia is the irrational fear of what? Strings or lines?
Linophobia? That's a dumb one.
It is, right?
I'm going to say strings.
Yeah, well done. Which is the longest river in New Mexico and runs through the entire state? Is it the Rio Grande or the Animas?
Rio Grande.
Holly Golightly is the heroine of which novel by Truman Capote? Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Correct. Which four-letter word, careful, beginning with H, means to promote or publicize a product or idea intensively, often exaggerating its benefits? Hype or hip?
Hype.
It is indeed. There you go, folks. Smarty Pants.
Yay!
Well done.
Thank you.
Smarty Pants was brought to you by INTI, MBA Learning Simplified, where you can give your future a kick in the pants. So we'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI MBA Learning Simplified. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
April Macy.
April Macy wanted to win. Hands down, wanted to win.
So bad.
Right? You didn't do bad, though.
I'm competitive. I'm very competitive.
There's nothing wrong with
she
that.
Wanted to win the contest or she wanted to win the first?
I want to win life.
Right. Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if you can win life, but I'm trying.
We're all trying slowly, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's Comedy Monday tonight. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Crack House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now, the question is, one of the participants who competed with April Macy in Last Comic Stand 2006 is also known as Fluffy. Who is he? Send your name and your IC number 2016201 9000. Tell us what it is up to win.
You got a couple of minutes to get your entries in if you want to take part. Don't forget, if you want to follow us on Twitter, at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. And if you miss any part of the show so far, you can download the podcast over at BFM.my. Now, what we're going to do is go through some of the questions that you got wrong to make you feel extra bad. And then we'll tell you how well you did.
And can we just point out that off air that I answered the others and that I was
That's
second
true.
Place.
That's
I would,
true.
I would like to point out that
second
I got
highest, right?
28 out of 30.
Right.
So.
Just
All
to
right.
be clear, yeah.
So the first one, British comedian Michael Joseph Pennington is better known by what name? Is Johnny Vegas?
He talks like that.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Vegas.
I don't know that guy.
No.
Which actress has won the most Oscars? Is Katharine Hepburn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just two incorrect.
Oh.
So
have a drum roll.
First place? Who
Ladies
won?
And gentlemen.
Hang on.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, April Macy scored 23 points.
Oh.
Congratulations. Our top scorers.
29.
It was two guys, and they went by the acronym, well, the name of Sports Bandits.
I would like to point out that I was at 28 off air.
Yes.
Can I just say that?
Yes.
That,
so what we'll do is then we'll say, April scored this, in brackets, actually 28.
Yes, yes, actually 28. If you
we could do that. We'll
I would
do
like
that.
To. And who was the gentleman that got one?
He's a fellow colleague
fellow
of ours.
Okay. That's not very impressive.
It's not very impressive. And the thing is, we actually gave him the option. We said to him, because he's a big classic rock fan.
Okay.
And we'll give you the option. You can either have general knowledge, mm-hmm. or we'll specialize in your field, classic rock. Which do you want? Of course, I want classic rock. Okay. One question right.
Oh, that's very sad.
It's embarrassing, right?
It is.
Anyway, April, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for coming in, right?
Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
And next time you're here, do come back again, yeah?
I would love to. And 28, next time I'm winning.
Right, deal. Deal.
You might as well get 30, you know?
I would hope. I would
Ooh,
really hope.
We're going to do that. Right, so we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. One of the participants who competed with April Macy in Last Comic Standing back in 2006, also known as Fluffy, is called...
Gabriel Iglesias.
There you go.
Woo!
If you answer correctly, you may well be hearing from us and getting some tickets, you lovely, lovely people. Right. Facts of the day. Addie, what do you have?
So, Italy has the biggest gender gap when it comes to carving up chores. So, Italian women clock up 21 hours more per week than men on housework.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Did you know that an artificial intelligence system developed by Google and the Oxford University can lip read better than humans?
Oh. Wow.
Scary, right?
That is terrifying.
Scary. Right. April, it's it. Time to wrap up. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you for
Break
coming.
Break a leg.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
All
Thank
right.
you.
You have been listening to That Time of Night. It's time to level up and stay relevant with INTI MBA's Learning Simplified. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI MBA Learning Simplified. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.